Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Chaf as Simon Dalit, where the Chayadim now turns to Kli Sheni. So he points out to us that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. Kli Sheni does not have the ability to cook. There's two explanations to understand why that's so. Tosfos in Shabbos asks the question, what do you mean Kli Sheni is not Mevashel? So what is a Kli Sheni? Kli Sheni is you cook something in the pot, so that's Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon is Mevashel. When it's on the fire, even when you remove it from the fire, according to the Bavli, the hot contents of the pot have the ability to cook. And therefore, putting something raw into that pot, or putting something which is not fully cooked into that pot, will be a problem. A person has vegetables which have not been cooked, onions, etc. He wants to put it in this, makes a soup on the fire, heats it up, takes it off the fire. So now you have... That's still Kli Rishon. It's the soup inside the pot. So you can't put raw onions into that soup. They're going to be cooked by the Kli Rishon, even when it's not on the fire, according to the Bavli, which is how we paskin. A person wants to put the onion on in the bowl and pour from the Kli Rishon onto the onion. You're a Kli Rishon. Can't do that. A person pours from the pot into the bowl, and now the soup is sitting in the Kli Sheni. This is the Kli Sheni. So the Mora says that Kli Sheni is not mevashel. If you take that raw onion and put it inside of the bowl, it will not cook. So Tosfos wants to know why not? It's hot. We're talking about a case where it's yatza lettuce bowl. We know that the ability to cook is dependent on that level of heat. So you have your level of heat. So why do we think that it's not mevashel? So Tosfos suggests the following. Tosfos says the Kli Rishon's ability to cook while it's not while it's off the fire, after it's been removed from the fire, is because the walls, which were on the fire, together with the soup, became heated from the fire. So the walls have heat. So as the soup is trying to cook this onion, and as the soup is sitting and it's cooling down, the heat from the walls helps the soup maintain its temperature and allows it to have the ability to cook. But when you put it into a bowl, the bowl which starts out being room temperature, so as you put the soup into the bowl, the heat of the soup goes into the bowl. So the bowl is sapping the heat out of the food into the walls of the... And you can't say that the walls are then helping maintain the heat, because the walls, if anything, are doing the opposite. They're actually taking the heat away. So Tosfos says, and therefore, Kli Sheni is not mevashel. One of the Mefarshim on Masechta Shabbos touches on this idea based on what we said in the previous year, that cooking takes time. If cooking would happen immediately, so the walls would be irrelevant. It's yatzalat, but you put it in, it cooks. But that's not how it works. It takes time. So you put this item to cook into the Kli Rishon. There's time, because even though everything is cooling, the walls, because they have heat, are helping to maintain that heat long enough to allow it to cook the inserted raw food. However, at Kli Sheni, which the walls are not heated, and the walls are actually pulling the temperature away from the food, so the food does not have the soup, for example, does not have the ability to cook the raw onion, because it takes time, and as this time passes, the soup is getting cooler and cooler and cooler. There's no Tosfos understands this concept, why Kli Sheni is not mevashel. So we know Kli Sheni is not mevashel. However, certain things cook very quickly. They're Kali Bishel. So Kali Bishel can get cooked even in a Kli Sheni. The Mora gives some examples of things which cook easily, which can get cooked in a Kli Sheni. And the question now is, do we expand our definition of Kali Bishel and say the examples of the Gemara were just examples, but there are many other things out there like that as well. And therefore, using a Kli Sheni to put raw foods into a Kli Sheni, or not fully cooked foods into a Kli Sheni, is going to be problematic, except for the things the Gemara says explicitly are permitted in a Kli Sheni. So do we extrapolate from the examples of the Gemara to elsewhere? Or the opposite? We assume that Kli Sheni is not mevashel, like the Gemara tells us, with the exception of a few things, the Gemara says Kli Sheni is Mevashel. So the Chayyadim will go with the first route and assume that the examples of the Gemara are just examples, and there are other cases as well where Kli Sheni is able to cook because the items are Kali Bishel, which means, according to this, that they cook fairly quickly, and they're going to cook before the Kli Sheni loses its temperature and its intensity enough to be able to cook. So that's introduction to the Siman, Bes Hashem, and the next year we will do the Siman inside. Meanwhile, have a good day.